Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, Alicia here.
Bienvenidos, soy Fernando. Welcome, I'm Fernando.
Welcome to Absolute Beginner, Season 3, Lesson 2. Formal greetings in Mexican Spanish.
In this lesson, you will learn how to greet somebody formally in Spanish. In other words, what to say when you meet someone of superior rank.
It can be your teacher, your boss, or simply someone in the street who you don't know.
The conversation takes place at a school.
And it is between a student, Ashley, and her teacher, Mr. Gomez.
The speakers have different professional ranks, so they will speak accordingly using formal Spanish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Buenos días, señor Gómez.
Buenos días, Ashley.
¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Buenos días, señor Gómez.
Buenos días, Ashley.
¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Buenos días, señor Gómez.
Good morning, Mr. Gómez.
Buenos días, Ashley.
Good morning, Ashley.
¿Cómo está usted?
How are you?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Muy bien, gracias.
I'm fine, thank you. So, Fernando, they're speaking formally in this conversation, right? That means there are formal and informal ways to speak.
Yes, that's exactly right. Which one you use depends on the person's rank.
What do you mean by rank?
Well, it's a bit complicated, but in Spanish-speaking countries, you have to be very aware of who is in a superior position to you, be it in age or professional standing, like, for example, a teacher. Also, when you're talking to someone new, you are expected to use the formal word for you, usted.
What about people who are younger than you?
Normally, with people younger than you or with kids, you speak using informal speech. You use the informal word for you, tú.
I see. What if you mess up and refer to someone using the wrong term?
Well, it happens. Like you might refer to someone using the casual form tú and then realize he or she wasn't comfortable. So you have to go back to use usted, and it's not a nice feeling.
It does sound a bit complicated. So do you have to ask permission before you can move from usted to tú?
That's right. But I think when in doubt, you should use usted. If the other person thinks it's okay to use tú, they will let you know.
That's good to know. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we'll see is
buenos días.
Good morning.
Buenos días. Buenos días.
Next is
señor, señora.
Sir, ma'am, Mr., Mrs., gentleman, lady.
Señor, señora. Señor, señora.
The next word is
¿cómo?
How?
¿Cómo? ¿Cómo?
Next is
estar.
To be. Temporary conditions.
Estar. Estar.
The next word is
usted.
You. Formal.
Usted. Usted.
The next word is
muy bien.
Very well.
Muy bien. Muy bien.
Next is
gracias.
Thanks. Thank you.
Gracias. Gracias.
And next?
Y.
And.
Y. Y.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is buenos días,
which means good morning. To go along with that, we also have
buenas tardes,
good afternoon, or Hello, and...
Buenas noches.
Good night. One more time, repeat after Fernando.
Good morning. Buenos días. Good afternoon. Buenas tardes. Good night. Buenas noches.
The phrase for good night can also mean good evening, right?
Sure. Buenas noches can be used to greet someone when they go into the restaurant or a party at night. But it is also a way to say goodbye when people go back home or before they go off to sleep.
So when you are at home, ready to go to bed, you say buenas noches?
That's right. Please note that these are formal greetings. You wouldn't say buenos días or buenas tardes to your friends at school.
What's our next word?
Muy bien. Muy bien means very well. Muy means very, and bien means well.
This was the answer to how are you in the dialogue, right?
Yes. ¿Cómo está usted? Muy bien. How are you? Very well.
We translated it simply as I'm fine in the dialogue.
And we'll look at that a bit more in the next section.
Great. And what's the last word we have?
Gracias.
Many listeners may already be familiar with this. It means thank you.
These two phrases go together very well. Muy bien, gracias. Very well, thanks.
Oh, I see. So in the dialogue, these two are like a set.
That's right.
Okay, let's move on to the grammar. The focus of this lesson is greeting someone in formal Spanish.
The main phrase we are learning is ¿Cómo está usted?
How are you? Now, keep in mind that this is formal Spanish.
Repeat after me. ¿Cómo está usted?
Fernando, let's break it down.
Okay. ¿Cómo?
This means how.
Está. This is the verb estar. It's conjugated in the third person form, está.
And lastly?
Usted.
The formal word for you. All together again?
¿Cómo está usted?
We'll learn how to ask the same question using informal Spanish in the next lesson, so stay tuned for that.
But for now, let's look at the answer for this.
We actually saw it earlier in the vocab section.
That's right. It was muy bien, gracias.
Literally, very well, thanks. In the dialogue, we translated it as, I'm fine, thanks. So, all together now. Listeners, please repeat. How are you?
¿Cómo está usted?
I'm fine, thanks.
Muy bien, gracias.
Great. There's one other little thing I want to mention.
What is that?
After Mr. Gomez says, I'm fine, thank you, he says, and you?
All right. ¿Y usted?
It literally means, and you?
Yes. ¿Y usted?
Okay. So now it's time for the listeners to come up with the phrases on their own. Are you ready, listeners? Fernando will ask how you are. Please respond.
Okay, here I go. ¿Cómo está usted?
And the answer is?
Muy bien, gracias.
Great. Now let's try it the other way around. Listeners, ask Fernando how he is.
Muy bien, gracias.
Great. How did you do? Fernando, I think that's going to wrap up this lesson. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Nos vemos. Hasta luego.
See you next time.
Buenos días, señor Gómez.
Buenos días, Ashley.
¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, gracias.